This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
Run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 186. There's only really one reason to talk today, and that honestly is because the New York Yankees, I always find that they will find a way, but Luis Gil for 3 months, and now Gerrit Cole for the year, and who knows if they'll ever pitch again for the, who knows? But, I mean, first and foremost, I mean, do you feel like the season's over before it started?
No, I don't think the season's over, Brian. Come on, that's ridiculous. I mean, baseball is a crazy sport. We can't think that. But the difference
this best pitcher, and they have their two best pitchers are out for at least, you know, Heel could be their second best pitcher, and he's out for 3 months.
Yeah,
and
but you can't go doomsday Debbie on him this quick. But the difference, like I'll say, is the difference last year was, like you said, Luis Gil was there. But again, Luis Gil was a rookie, but he stepped up. He was Gerrit Cole when there was no Gerrit Cole. He went on to win the Rookie of the Year. We all know what happened there. No, the season is not over. The good thing is the Yankees do have a bona fide ace behind him in Max Fried. Again, Max Fried has had injury issues over the years, so hopefully he can step up. But he is capable of doing that, as is Carlos Rodon. And, you know, hopefully Clark Schmidt, who was projected to stay behind in an extended spring training for at least a week to work on things because he had a little bit of a barking back. I guess I don't know what's going to happen there now, but you know, the Yankees, obviously the pitching staff is in a lot of trouble. So guys are going to have to step up or they're going to have to make moves.
So, okay. So first of all, I'm surprised because you're not necessarily always the most optimistic guy. So I thought you'd be a little more doom and gloom.
If they didn't have Max Fried, I would be very nervous right now. I would be severely nervous right now. And Carlos Rodon came off of a very good year last year. So, you know, if he's healthy and nothing, there's nothing to say he isn't, he should be fine. Marcus Stroman becomes a huge, huge piece in the puzzle right now.
The guy who wanted out of town. He wanted to get out.
Yeah. Huge piece of the puzzle. And I think everybody knows that he probably wasn't going anywhere anyways because of the money that he was owed and his performance and knowing that the Yankees probably are going to need help. Let's get back to Cole real quick here, though. The Yankees had this same issue last year, right? Gerrit Cole went down in spring training and they opted not to do surgery. When I'm guessing, I'm probably guessing they probably should have done the surgery then, right? They rehabbed him knowing the fact that they had a team that could go to the World Series. They had Juan Soto for a year. They were all in on that. They traded a lot of players to get him. So I'm guessing the Yankees thought, let's just rehab Cole, get him back, and hope for the best. Now, hoping for the best turned into the worst case scenario this year, because now Garrett Cole's gone for all of 2025. And most likely, if you do the math, Brian, this is not a brace surgery. This is a full Tommy John, which means probably 18 months. So you're talking about All-Star break 2026, most likely for Garrett Cole. That being said, look, I mean, Garrett Cole is going to turn 35 in September this year, which means he turns 36 next season, right? Which means he comes back, if we're lucky, as a 36-year-old with a new elbow.
Well, I mean, in some ways, it could be the spark to a good finish to his career. But, I mean, here's the situation in terms of, like, we've heard a lot of analysis nationally on this story. For me, the spin forward is they do need to make moves, but they won't be able to get any value until, like, the trade deadline when teams are ready to give up. So I don't see them being able to upgrade by a trade for months.
Well, there's obviously there's two sides to everything. I'll give you both points on that one. Most teams are not going to want to trade with the Yankees right now because they're going to want to make them sweat it out, right? Like if you talk about a team like San Diego who has Dylan Cease, who's going to be a free agent after next season, you could probably get him with less prospects, right? Because you're not going to have them long. Then you look at the Marlins like Sandy Alcantara, who's under control through the 2028 season, which you're going to have to give up a huge haul for him. And they're most likely not going to get rid of him now. They're going to hold court knowing that they're probably not a playoff team and they can get a lot for him from any team, not just the Yankees, right? Yeah. But the other part of that is if the Yankees try to trade for somebody now, they do have stock high in a player like Spencer Jones, who's having a good spring, which could be once the season starts, he goes back to the old Spencer Jones, striking out 200 plus times in the minor leagues at Double A, and his stock just starts going down. That also being said, the Yankees are like what? I think they're like 24th ranked minor league system. So they do not have a lot of pieces of the puzzle. They have Dominguez, right? Jason Dominguez, who's penciled in to be your left fielder. He's probably your biggest trade trip right now, but he doesn't even have a huge sample size. You got Spencer Jones, who's not above Double A, a lot of strikeouts, good spring training. George Lombard Jr., who's your big prospect, who's having a pretty good spring, but he's so young. He's so young. And then you got guys like Ben Hess and Will Warren. Ben Hess is an A-ball player, and Will Warren is probably going to be your fifth starter now. So you're going to lose two or three of those players if you're going after any of those guys like a Cease or an Alcantara. So I don't see the Yankees trading right now. I see them holding court a little bit, trying to solve this problem internally with their pitching. Hopefully they get Heal back, and you know Cole's gone for the season, obviously, and you know Giancarlo's probably gone for the season eventually. So the Yankees, beyond pitching, have issues too.
Well, I mean, obviously you got LeMahieu. Stanton may not play the whole year. I mean, he could be, from the sound of it, he could be done. He could be done.
Yeah.
I mean, if both arms are impeded and he plays with such force, I mean, again, I don't know, but. I mean, it's you laugh to keep from crying, John.
Dual tennis elbow, Brian.
But
that's a lot of this, I think, right?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it has to do with his body and his body type and how much muscle he's got on his bones. But the American League East, I think, is not a strong division, really. And no one talks about the Orioles. The Orioles were like the toast of baseball for months. And then
they're a mess.
Nobody talks about them at all. And I'm just wondering, you know, and the transition into the Devers quick comment, we're not going to add a new, I mean, he's supposed to play this week for the first time. Is that enough time to get ready to play Major League Baseball and hit? I don't know, but it makes the tension in the clubhouse with the Red Sox unfortunate because this Cole injury opens up opportunity for somebody. I'm not saying like the Yankees aren't going to win the East. I'm just saying that they're not as good a team. And so whether it's the Orioles or the Red Sox, I mean, the Red Sox all of a sudden look better. And so I think that maybe Devers is trying to find a way to save face here and accept a DH role and say Bregman starts the season at third and does well, and then we'll just be there. Maybe it's a way to just do it that way. I don't know, but
you think Devers really isn't hurt? He's just hanging out. just kind of, they're just told him, yeah, just do your thing and you'll be the DH.
I'm not saying from a conspiratorial standpoint it goes that far, but it's a little too convenient that he hasn't been playing. And so either it's him sulking or it's, you know, because I don't think he would be on board with manipulating it with the Red Sox. I think it's more him seeing the reality of the situation and trying to find a way to keep his manhood. You know what I mean? Well, like, you know, I find it also silly and also stupid. But my only point is that I think that Cole could be like three extra wins for the Red Sox. I mean, if you moneyball that crap, I mean, it could be 10 extra wins in the AL East for a non-Yankee team. I mean, I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but you could game that out and certainly make that argument. So that could be the difference between the wild card and not the wild card. So I think that this news is a net positive for the Red Sox if they can get their SHIT together. And I just think it's laughable.
Anytime you get a former, you know, he never won a Cy Young, but an ace, right? Anytime you get him out of the mix, it's a big deal. But I mean, Gerrit Cole wasn't a huge deal for the Yankees last year. I mean, he was like 8-5. He had a 3.41 ERA. He was serviceable, but you know, when it counted, he kind of crapped the bed in the playoffs. I mean, we all know what happened at game 5 when he froze on the mound, right? But let's just go back real quick to this Devers thing and the Giancarlo thing. And you know, Matt, our producer of the show, brought this up, and I know everybody's probably brought this up, but again, what are these guys doing since last November? What are you doing? Like, how does Rafael Devers still have bum shoulders? How does Giancarlo have all of a sudden bum elbows? Like, there was no talk about his bum elbows at all his whole career. I haven't heard anything about his elbows his whole career.
Why is it the question for me is, and again, if I'm wrong on this, then I'll get corrected, but why is somebody like Rafi Devers seemingly doing nothing in the offseason? I thought these athletes were finer tuned and much fitter and blah, blah, blah. And he comes in and
he looks bigger, dude. He looks bigger.
He's fat and he's hurt. I mean, this is Pablo Sandoval. I mean, this is a joke. You're totally right. And I thought, because I remember reading the Babe Ruth biography and all the seasons he showed up at spring training, like almost unfit to take the field.
Yeah, you can't do it in Major League Baseball. Look at last year, or 2 years ago, Carlos Rodon came into camp, and you could see it right away. He was overweight. Jordan Montgomery was a big deal, and he signed late. He came into Diamondbacks camp, and he was huge, and he had knee problems.
The NBA, look at Luka Doncic. I mean, like, you can't, no matter how young you might be and how skilled you might be, if you're fat and out of shape, you're fat and out of shape. And it is stunning to me to get $30-40 million a year, and the teams are so afraid of pissing them off, they won't hold them accountable. But it's crazy that we still would have this problem. Now,
well, look at Gerrit Cole. Like, you talk about pissing people off. He opted out of his Yankees contract after he spent three quarters of the season on the aisle with an elbow problem, after you underperformed in the playoffs. And the Yankees sat there and were like, oh, okay, just come back. That was Yankees' opportunity right there to say, sorry, goodbye. You're a 35-year-old pitcher coming off of elbow issues. And come on, the Yankees knew there was going to probably be more issues with his elbow. You don't just recover like that all of a sudden. You just don't. Like, it just doesn't happen as a pitcher. Eventually, that's going to come back and bite you. I think the Yankees dropped the ball huge on this. Cashman and the whole organization needs to be held accountable for it, because they knew they had damaged goods. They had a chance to walk away from Gerrit Cole. Now, I know they're going to say hindsight's 20/20. Yeah, that's easy to say. But when you have a pitcher of his age, Brian, that's what I'm saying. He's a dinosaur at 35.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, but he's still a huge name. And
that's the problem, right? You don't want to do what's wrong, quotation marks.
But what would you have done with that money? Like, what would you? I mean, like, the Yankees are not better without him unless you replace him.
Well, you got $36 million a year you're paying Gerrit Cole now through the 2028 season. $36 million a year, and you will not have him for a year and a half.
My argument is that if there's somebody available on the free agent market that's better, they're going to cost you way more. You know what I mean? If someone's gotten to the point in their career where they're actually available, then there's going to be massive competition for that person, and it's going to cost you more. So, like, the only way to really upgrade with younger, maybe better talent is through trades and through development. You're not going to get it through the market. And so I would argue that if you're going to go through the market, you're taking almost as much risk as keeping them. But I do understand your point. I think the Yankees are starting to have a minor league problem. Like, yeah. I think that that's sort of what this is speaking to, is that, you know, there's not two or three names that are tearing it up in A or high A or double A on the mound. They just don't, they don't have it.
And they're going to be left holding their you know what when the Red Sox looking for trades in July. Yankees, the Red Sox minor league system is just too dang good. I mean, like the top three in baseball, they're going to have all sorts of players to give away, even if those players aren't performing to their level because they're so dang young. So if those players are having an off year, most teams are going to be like, okay, so they're just having a little bit of an off year. Like they're down a couple points.
Well, I look at prospects like my dad used to talk about money. My dad used to always tell me, and I was listening, but you should save some, you should invest some, and you should spend some. And with prospects, you develop them to use them and to trade them. And if you have six good prospects, you shouldn't want all six of them to make it to the bigs with you, because you should want to have a team good enough to need help with the deadline and figure out which ones you can maybe do without. I mean, that's what you do, and that's what the Red Sox haven't done. And so if the Red Sox are in the wild card hunt at the trade deadline and don't do something that upgrades the team this year, for the 15th time, I'm going to give up on them.
Yeah, well, everyone should give up on them if that's the case. Jeez.
No, but like, I mean, even like last year, arguably, they could have done more. People thought they should have done more. They had a team good enough.
Yeah, but let's be honest. If they stay healthy, their team this year is light years better than last year.
No, there's no doubt about it. But last year, they could have competed more closely for a playoff spot if they had done anything at the deadline. I mean, that's just sort of fact. Closing thoughts. You still got the Yankees winning the division and so on and so forth. You don't feel any differently?
Boy, man, I don't know. I don't think they're winning the division. I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think the Red Sox are going to impress a lot more than they think. And I think I hate to say it, but I think the Blue Jays are going to play a lot more better than they really do. I really do. I don't see them. No, Brian. I don't see them winning the division, but I don't think they're a last place team. They're not a last place team. There's too much talent on that team. And the other thing is, Vladdy's in a walk year. Say what you want about playing for the team on your chest.
He's going to, yeah.
You know what I mean? You can talk all you want about team, but if that anything says anything about him, he is going to come out and have an absolute bomb year, man. He's crazy talented. Crazy talent. That said, the Yankees, they're going to be in a dogfight. They will do what they need to do to compete, but I'm worried about the minor league system. I'm worried about their trade capabilities.
He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. You've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.